Much of the budget talks among Florida lawmakers have centered around health care dollars and environmental funding. But there's been some talk over the state's criminal justice budget, too, particularly Florida's troubled prison system. It's been plagued by multiple inmate deaths, allegations of abuse by prison guards, and cover-ups. Stewart Republican Joe Negron is the Senate's budget chief for criminal justice issues. He says the Florida Department of Corrections, which makes up the largest part of the criminal justice budget, fared pretty well this year.
We have a $42 million increase in that area of the budget. $10 million of that is for maintenance, repair, and construction. We funded 163 new positions for corrections officers that the secretary indicated were necessary for her to transform that agency and to make it function more appropriately. We also provided funds to replace transport vehicles.
Maintenance and repair facilities has been a huge priority for new DOC Secretary Julie Jones. In years past, prison officials have had to dip into funds that would go toward hiring new employees to help take care of understaffing, which some say has contributed to the abusive culture of some prison guards. And Jones says she's happy the legislature funded most of her requests.
Our request, that was a fixed capital outlay request of $15 million, and they closed out today at 10, which gives me $2.7 million to rebuild the hospital at Union Correctional Institute, and then gives me $7-plus million to start to do the backlog of repairs on facilities.
Still, she's hopeful things will work out with not getting everything that she asked for.
Obviously, I asked for $15 million, and so there are going to be some repairs that are not made. We'll prioritize the dollars that we get out of this process, and we'll go forward the best we can.
Republican Representative Larry Metz is the House Budget Chair for Criminal Justice Issues. He says there's also funding for the Florida Department of Law Enforcement now tasked with investigating inmate deaths.
In the Florida Department of Law Enforcement area of the budget, we are funding 17 positions and $2.2 million for the department to conduct independent investigations of in-custody deaths within the Department of Corrections. We also fund improvements to the crime lab security. We also funded $300,000 for a statewide rape kit assessment.
There's just under $3 million for reentry programs, a huge priority for Senate Democratic leader Arthenia Joyner. Several lawmakers pointed out there's still no money in the budget for across-the-board pay raises for state employees. But some who fall under criminal justice are getting a boost in pay. House Budget Chair Richard Corcoran says firefighters were given a $2,000 increase and some state highway patrol troopers were given a $5,000 raise as well. Raises were also given to specialty groups like those who are canine certified.
Whether it was the firefighters or the highway patrol, there's a significant turnover rate. They're not keeping pace with the rest of the raises that are salaries and competitive environment, and they're losing employees. And so those were basically the principal reasons for those areas.
Correctional officers were also not included in that group, but Corcoran says their turnover rates were not, quote, as significant as the firefighters and state troopers. Still, Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers, who chaired the Senate's Criminal Justice Committee, says he hopes next year both House and Senate budget chairs will focus on a pay bump for correctional officers.
And I had the assurance that last year we would take care of that, and it didn't happen. So I would like to have an assurance this year that we're going to get it next year by hook or crook. I think that's very important to our correction officers that are out there that feel like that, you know, they're looked down upon as maybe not true state employees or true law enforcement.
Some lawmakers talked about how more should have been done for Florida prisons, like more funding toward mental health care for Florida inmates and sentencing reform issues. But Democratic Representative Daryl Rousson says while there's enough in this budget to vote against it, he's supporting the budget for various reasons, which includes prison funding and what he calls accountability for private prison health care contracts.
We've done some good things. In fact, I'm proud to say today that last year, we gave Department of Corrections only $5 million to put a crack in what was an $85 million need or a $300 million need over 5 years. But this year, we've doubled it. We're starting to attack blind spots. We're going to hold accountable Corizon and Wexford on their health care of inmates.
Meanwhile, the court system, which asked for funding for more judges, did not get any towards that goal. And Senate Budget Chair Negron, along with other lawmakers, have promised that next year the court system, rather than DOC, will be the top priority. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.